Roll call, please.
Assembly members Morrison?
Here.
Howell?
Here.
Okay. Decker? I thought I, oh, there she is. She's connecting to audio. So I'm going to mark her as here. Is that okay, Mr. Mayor, since I
can see her? Yes, please, go ahead. Yeah, okay. Look like you connected now.
Assembly members Powell?
Here.
DeLong? Gilbert?
Here.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Present. Are there any persons to be heard tonight, Kim?
Yes, I have... Joan Sargent wanted to give the invocation, and then we have two other persons to be heard.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Sargent, are you on the line? Ms. Sargent, are you on the line? If you're on your phone, you might have to press star six. Okay, we'll rotate back around through and see if Joan gets on there. Who is the next person, please, Kim?
The next person is Joan Sargent.
Hi, Joan. Go ahead with our invocation, please.
Thank you. I'm Joan Sargent from Island of Faith Lutheran Church, and I'd like to offer an invocation. Father, we seek your wisdom and help daily. Be with the assembly as they make decisions that affect the lives and future of our families, communities, and country. We pray that they communicate clearly, truthfully, and calmly with each other and with the public, and that their messages are received and heeded by all of us in the community. And in that, Father, guide us in our words and actions to support all as described in a few statements from the Optimist Creed. To talk, health, happiness, and prosperity to every person that we meet, to make all our friends feel that there is something in them, to forgive the mistakes of the past and press on to the greater achievements of the future, to give so much time to the improvement of ourselves that we don't have time to criticize others, to be too large for worry, too noble for anger, and too strong for fear. May the spirit within us make us a person that will help, and for us to do all these things that will help everyone. So be it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Sargent, for the invocation. Appreciate that. Next person to be heard, please, Kim.
Yes, Dwayne King.
Mr. King, are you on the line, sir?
Yes, I believe I'm unmuted now. It's Dwayne King.
Yes, you are unmuted, sir. Please go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm calling about the license tabs. Recently, I had to renew, and I went online, and I saw a product called permanent registration. And I'm surprised that Wrangell hasn't joined in on this. Many, many communities all across the state has. And what it amounts to is a permanent registration for vehicles, cars, pickup trucks, and all trailers, 8 years or older, as far as the motorized vehicle goes. And what you do is you pay your normal registration fee plus $25, and you get a Z tag, which is good for as long as you own that vehicle. You don't have to renew again. I've made a couple of phone calls to the state, and I see no downside whatsoever. And we've got, if you go to the website for Department of Motor Vehicles, it's pretty easy to follow this. Just look up permanent registration. It's on the front page there. And a lot of communities have. We've got Fairbanks, Homer, Wasilla, Kenai, even Little Hoon. And I was wondering what the council's view is on this.
Well, Thank you for those comments. What we will do is instruct the city manager to look into that for us and bring us back a report on the Z tags so we can have an opinion. We, of course, we don't have anything to say right now because we just found out about it. So let us get some more information. And Mr. King will make sure that the city manager also gets to you and lets you know what she finds out. And we'll, it doesn't sound like a lot of downside, but let's take a look into it and see what we can do.
Okay, great. And also, I was wondering, we have an election coming up. If it would work out better just to simply get it on the ballot.
That's always an option too, sir.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much for calling in, Mr. King. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Kim, is there anyone else for persons to be heard?
Yes, Eli Michael.
Mr. Michael, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Please go ahead, sir.
All right. I would like to see a statement of action from our police department condemning excessive force, police brutality, racial profiling, and encouraging social justice. I understand there is a community meeting upcoming to discuss the local law enforcement paradigm, but I would also like to see a statement of action. I myself am a member of the marginalized group, the LGBTQ, which is lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer community. I have personal stories from friends and other members of the community who have experienced excessive force, brutality, and profiling. For reference, last year in the United States, 27 gender expansive individuals were murdered. 91% of them were Black, Indigenous, people of color, and transgender women. This year, so far, 16 gender-expansive individuals have been murdered, showing a potential increase. These are the numbers that are only in the media. It appears on the media, awareness and violence towards the Black, Indigenous, and people of color have been increasing. This violence has always been there, and now these videos are being circulated, bringing the conversation to the front row all across Alaska and America. While this violence has gone underreported, you cannot watch the news and deny the violence. Many of my friends and members of the queer community are afraid to go to the police because of violence, harassment, excessive force, police brutality, and racial profiling towards our community. I would like to see a statement of action on what our local department is planning to do addressing the excessive force and racial profiling in our community.
We appreciate you making the comment tonight.
Thank you.
Kim, is there anyone else on the line?
No, Mr. Mayor, I don't have anybody else signed up under persons to be heard.
Thank you very much. Okay. Amendments to the agenda. Does anybody have any amendments to the agenda? Seeing none. Conflicts of interest. Does anybody have any conflicts of interest? The only thing that I'll mention, we'll go with Assemblymember Gilbert first.
Yes, on item 13D, like Delta Ordinance 972, I need to declare a conflict of interest. I am an IFA board member.
Thank you. Assemblymember Gilbert, I don't see any conflict by our current ordinance that you have any financial gain in that. That's a voluntary position. So I'm going to rule with the blessing of the assembly that you do not have a conflict. Thank you. Assemblymember Decker.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to declare a potential conflict on item 13M as in Mary. One of the owners of R&M Engineering, Trevor Sandy, he owns multiple businesses in Ketchikan, and one of those businesses is Hump Island Oyster Company. And because of that ownership, he serves on the board of directors that I work for. So I wanted to declare that potential conflict.
Thank you, Assemblymember Decker. I don't see a direct economic advantage to you with that relationship. And so with the blessing of the assembly, I'm going to move that you do not have a conflict. Assemblymember Decker, your hand is still up? No, okay.
I got it. Sorry.
Thank you. Anyone else with a conflict? Okay. Hearing none, we're going to move on to item six, consent agenda.
Move to approve consent agenda as submitted. This is Patty.
Thank you. We have a second.
Second, this is Decker.
So moved by Julie, or seconded by Julie, sorry. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please, Kim.
Assembly members Howe.
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morris?
Yes.
And Mayor Pasanka?
Yes. Just as a reminder to the assembly, when we come to a poll vote, just please pull yourself off mute in advance of the vote. That just helps things go a bit smoother. Moving on to item number seven, Borough Manager's Report. Lisa?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Couldn't get my mouse over the mute button there very quickly. So I have a handful of things I'd like to just address. The first items are COVID related, and of course, I'm sure most of the community knows by now that we received notification of positive cases 7 and 8 today. And those are in the seafood industry, and we are expecting a statement from the seafood industry regarding those in the near future. I spoke to Rocky Caldero, and he indicated that it was okay for us to say that, and that a statement will be coming very shortly. And we will, as we did with the last statement from sea level, get that out, to get that posted so that the community can read it as soon as possible. In happier COVID news, the Chamber has been working the mask cash promotion. And that is, they've been going out, handing out $10 vouchers to people randomly on the streets who are wearing masks around town. And those $10 vouchers are good at any participating business in town if you make a $20 higher purchase. And so they've been out at least 3 or 4 days doing that at random times around the community, and to some positive response. And so hopefully here in the next couple of weeks, we'll have an idea for you as to how that promotion is working and what the economic activity is that has come from that. Business participating businesses can turn in their mask cash vouchers monthly, and then they'll be reimbursed for those. So we'll keep you posted on that. I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time reading my writing the way the lamp is. My apologies to the assembly for that. We are waiting on an update actually from American Cruise. Initially, what was reported out to us is that American Cruise had canceled their sailing, where they intended to be here just after the first part of July, and that their next scheduled visit regularly scheduled visit would be in September. And so we have not taken formal action on their plan. And they got in touch with Carol at the end of last week and are still trying to put something together for perhaps something that is more central southeast related, not quite as late as September, maybe sometime in July or August. They are supposed to be getting their updated plan to us that includes questions that were forwarded to them that actually were asked by Assemblymember Decker related to their to the plan that they submitted previously. We are awaiting answers to those questions and their updated plan. And if it is necessary for us to bring something to the assembly for consideration, we will do that. And we are also the EOC, primarily Captain Spray and Jamie Roberts, are working on a community testing program that the borough would actually be in charge of running to help offset the testing pressure on search, and would be a cheaper alternative for testing. And so that is something that is in the works right now, and a plan has been submitted to the state for review, and we will be reporting back on that as soon as we have some clarity and some finalized information for the assembly. Moving on off of COVID-related items, we have had an exciting few days in the water and sewer department. We had a water line break out at 2.5 miles of Movia Highway last week that was fixed. And then again today, we had a leak on Spring Street, and the leak on the leak out actually at 2.5 miles of Movia Highway was the eighth clamp on that section of pipe. And where they fixed the leak was actually right next to an existing clamp that's been put on the line. My understanding from the Public Works Director is that you could stick your finger through the pipe. So we've got some concerning problems in that area. Spring Street line break was fairly early this morning. And I believe the clerk got a call right about 4 o'clock that the line had been fixed. And so my thanks to the crew for getting after both of those. Additionally, in more disgusting news, I'm sure many of you saw the press release that went out yesterday regarding toilet etiquette. Last week, the crew at the wastewater treatment plant pulled a blockage, a 75% pipe blockage of the intake pipe against the screen going into the first treatment lagoon at the sewer treatment plant of wipes, solid mass of disposable wipes. And I cannot say enough to the public, please, please, please do not flush your what are considered to be disposable or non-disposable wipes down the toilet. This is the second incident in as many weeks that we've had to deal with this blockage at the sewer treatment plant. And then we had an impeller in a pump completely go out about 2 weeks ago as well, and that had to be replaced. So we are imploring the community to please, those disposable wipes that you're cleaning with, continue to clean, continue to sanitize, yay to that, but please throw those wipes in the garbage. Don't throw them in the toilet because they're wreaking havoc on our sewer system. So, and I'm sure many of you saw the disgusting picture of the gob of wipes being held up by Andrew Scambler. So our thanks to them for getting that cleared out before it caused problems. One of the gentlemen that spoke under persons to be heard mentioned the community meeting. We had originally scheduled to have a conversation about a community conversation with the police as a work session prior to this meeting, but it became obvious that that wasn't the correct venue because work sessions really don't allow for the public to be engaged in those conversations. They're really more of a closed application for the assembly. So we decided to change that to a community meeting, which I think is a far smarter thing to do. However, we're trying to pick a date, and I'd actually like to ask the assembly's preference. The police chief has to be out of town the 7th through the 14th of July because he has to go back to Minnesota to testify at a case related to his previous police career in St. Paul. And so he will be out of town that time. So my question to the assembly is, do you have a preference for before, which would be sometime next week, the 29th of June through the 3rd of July, which is getting very close to the 4th of July holiday, or after the 14th? So I'm just looking for some clarification from the assembly on your preference.
Next week is not looking great for me, but I will try to work with, if the assembly wants to do that, I will try to reschedule. Assembly Member Decker.
I think it'd be probably nice if we could do it sooner rather than later, just because there has been interest in the community. We've had several letters submitted and such, so that'd be my preference if we could make that work.
Anyone else? Okay, I will not be available the second or third at all. But I'm available the 29th and 30th. Does anybody else have a preference there? Assemblymember Powell?
I'm not going to be available the end of this week or through the 1st and the 5th.
The 1st to the 5th, okay. Assemblymember Howe?
I can work around schedules, but we don't have any travel plan or anything like that, so.
Okay. Since David's really the only other one that's raised anything, David, with the 30th, we have the SEPA meeting, Lisa. Is it possible to do it on the 29th then?
I can check with the chief and see if we can do it Monday the 29th.
How does that work for people Monday the 29th? I'm not seeing anybody.
When Monday?
It would be in the evening.
In the evening, yes.
I can make the Monday meeting.
I can do that.
David, does that work for you?
Yeah, if I can't, you got a quorum, so you can do it.
Okay. I can make it.
And it's a community meeting, so a quorum isn't necessary, but
right.
Okay.
We just want the assembly to be able to be there.
Okay.
Anyone else? Any concerns? Answer, go ahead.
No, I'm fine.
Okay. Then, Lisa, let's schedule that for Monday, the 29th in the evening, please.
Would 6 o'clock be okay?
I think that should be just fine. Kim, would you send out a calendar reminder, please, for the assembly on that one?
Yes, I will.
Thank you very much. Any other thoughts on that? Everybody good? Okay. Lisa, all yours.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Right now, I just have one more thing, and that is I'm going to take Thursday off. I'll be out of the office. Of course, I'll be here in town, but I will not be in the office that day. So I just wanted to let the assembly know.
What?
I know, crazy.
Sure.
It's my mom's birthday, and since I can't be there with her, I'm going to spend as much of the day as I can FaceTiming and talking to her on the phone.
Nice.
Any questions for Lisa? All right. Julie, Kim texted me and said I missed your hand during Lisa's presentation. Did you want to have a question for her? I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I think it got answered.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Sorry, I'll try to pay closer attention there. Borough Clerk's file, item 8A.
Okay. I don't have a whole lot. I know I didn't really talk about elections in my report, but the motor's revving up. It's getting to be that time. And I'm gonna start. I have my calendar ready to go on my desk. So we have all new equipment coming in from the state. And so they just sent over the instructions for that equipment. So I'm just kind of reviewing that, studying that. So that's a huge part of my focus. So anyway, there's that. That's going on. Also, I got a report from my deputy, Alicia, that said that on our new COVID page, we've had a little over 2,600 hits. So that's really good news. I'm really happy to see people looking at that. So other than that, I know I'm missing, I feel like I'm missing something, but I think I'll just leave it there. I'm sorry.
You bet. Assemblymember Decker?
Yeah, thanks, Madam Clerk. I had one question for you. Do you manage the COVID-19 webpage, or is it someone else?
No. So the COVID-19 page, it was started by one of the department heads started it, and then it was given to Alicia because she has a little bit, she's a little more savvy, has a little bit more time. And so, no, I'm not the person that manages that.
Okay. And I just asked because I had a request from a community member. They don't use Facebook, but they're on the internet quite a bit. And the Facebook information has been flowing pretty quickly from the city, but not necessarily updated as quickly to the website. And so there's a request just to try and keep up the website as much as the right. Facebook page.
Right. So what I've done is I'm going to start. Over the weekend, on Friday night, Elisa and I were here till 10 o'clock at night trying to publish that last notice. And then on Sunday, we were here. And so I sent that information through email. But talking to Alicia on Monday, she said if I texted her to send her that information, then she can get it on there from home. So that's what I'm going to do from now on. So hopefully that community member and other community members will be able to see that a lot quicker.
Any other questions for Kim? All right, I'm not seeing anything, Kim. Thank you very much. Mayor and Assembly business. Anybody have a report for the Assembly? Okay, the only thing that I will report is just we have our SEPA meeting coming up. We're doing it telephonically. One of the items we'll be discussing is the cable replacement. We're looking at some bids to replace the, the one cable over to Midcoff that serves Petersburg. We had one go down, so we're just down to three, and we like to have a spare there. So we'll be looking at that. And the other good news is that the Taiyi Reservoir is up around 1,365 feet. That is great news. It's nice to see it still climbing, and hopefully we'll get it nice and full and then be able to go into the dry time with a full reservoir and not run into issues that we had last year. It looks like we're not gonna have any of those issues. So that is good news. Anybody else, any other reports? All right. Oh, Assembly Member Decker. Always at the very end there.
Well, it's because I'm slow. But it's a more of a response to your last comment. Wouldn't it be the good old days to only have to worry about a drought?
Yeah, I know it. I was thinking that the other day when we were complaining about the rain.
Would somebody please knock on wood? Because I don't want that added on. Please, yeah. Now, don't jinx us.
Yeah, for sure. A little bit different year in that department. Okay. There's no other mayor and assembly business. Yes, go ahead.
Of course, Mr. Mayor, I have a do-over.
Okay, go ahead, please.
So the first do-over, Mr. Mayor, is that Kelsey, our new DMV employee, has indicated, well, she's been able to be doing some remote training recently, which is good. And she believes by next week, we will be able to have a modified DMV schedule. So that's great news. We'll be getting back on track with the DMV being open to the community. And the other thing I failed to report, Mr. Mayor, is that the Nolan Center and Parks and Rec are working together to try to share temp staff back and forth to be able to maximize the use of staff that are employed and hopefully be able to give what I would consider a smaller number of people a larger volume of hours working between the two facilities so that we're not having to employ larger numbers of people. And so they've been working very closely trying to make things work, and we'll continue to do that.
Excellent. Any questions on either of those two items for the city manager? Okay, seeing none. Thank you, Lisa. All right. Mayor, item number 10, mayor and assembly appointments, there are none. Item number 11, public hearing, there is none. Item number 12, unfinished business, there is none. Item 13, new business, 13A, resolution number 06-20-1530 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, adopting the budget for all funds of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska for fiscal year 2021.
Move to approve resolution number 06-20-1530, Gilbert.
We move to second. Second.
Seconded
by Howe.
Okay. Whoever.
So that's seconded by Howe. Discussion. Lisa, would you please just let the community know a little bit about the process? I don't want the sort of the image that we jump online and approve a great big budget so that people know the level of discussions and planning that went into this?
Sure, certainly, Mr. Mayor, thank you. So the budget process starts normally in January or early February with the Assembly approving a budget calendar. Of course, this year the budget calendar unfortunately had to go out the window a little bit because of the delays associated with COVID. But the department directors spend a considerable amount of time, normally somewhere between a month and a half, putting their budgets together and submitting those to administration and the finance department. And then the finance department and administration review those budgets with the department directors. And then we provide a draft budget over a series of work sessions to the Assembly. We did that over the course of a number of weeks this year in April and May, and in fact into early June, just because of what was going on with COVID and other things. And then we held a public hearing last week on the budget and a subsequent work session to go over final changes. And given the comments that were received by the Assembly at the final work session and some additional information that came to light, we put together a final budget, and that is before the Assembly this evening for consideration. So it's a very long process.
Thank you. Any discussion? Assembly Member Powell. Dave, I think you're on mute there, buddy. There you go.
Okay. So I'm just going to say that I'm sorry, but I'm not comfortable with this budget. The numbers changed a lot. And also I asked for information last Thursday, which I never received. So I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm not very comfortable with this budget.
Mr. Mayor, may I respond to that?
Please. Yes.
So we are providing a considerable amount of information. We were able to get the bad debt report in the packet that Assemblymember Gilbert requested. One of the things that Assemblymember Powell requested was the actuals for the cost of operating the Armory building. I have that in my hand, actually, and the cost of that for all the utilities, with the exception of fuel, for this fiscal year was just over $1,700. The reason why that number excludes fuel is because when the state vacated the building, they left the tank full of fuel. And since our folks have been in there, they haven't had to purchase fuel as of yet. So I have that utility breakdown in front of me. With regard to the report of work orders versus work that was responded to by the Capital Facilities staff, Amber provided that report to me this morning. I'm reviewing it, and there are some items, additional items that need to be provided. And I apologize if I didn't realize that you wanted that before you approved the budget. We can have that. I can have that to you sometime tomorrow, Assemblymember Powell.
You want to respond, David?
Nope.
Okay, thank you. Other comments? Assemblymember Decker.
Well, thank you. You know, there's it takes a long time to get to this point where we have